beautiful. We've just heard soprano Karen Slack and the Daedalus Quartet in, don't go away, Karen, in a 2019 arrangement by Nancy Carroll of Steal Away, and that's part of their program for the Annenberg Center called Spiritual Journey. Karen, what an unusual and powerful rendition. Is it difficult to sing a traditional tune like that with such an unusual accompaniment, a very brand new accompaniment?
Yes, the first time we ran through it, because I pretty much learned it on my own, you know. And then the first time we ran through it, I said, oh my God, this is so different, you know. But Nancy writes it so beautifully, where you just flow over, you know, the way you traditionally do it. I mean, because we grow up, so many of us grow up in the African-American community with the spiritual a part of our musical life, you know, mm-hmm. whether or not we go into music or not. So, but how she lays it out so beautifully, it's just a beautiful map, and I can just go and turn and twist, and the beautiful quartet just follows me, and it's amazing. Yes. I like the new works, though. Mm-hmm. I like the new renditions of spirituals.
Keeps things very fresh.
Absolutely.
And I just wanted to mention, we're going to be hearing from you at the end of the broadcast, but you are currently performing the role of Serena at the Metropolitan Opera Woo-hoo. In Porgy and Bess, and that has gotten rave reviews, and you were also soprano soloist in Hannibal Lacombe's Healing Tones with the Philadelphia Orchestra last season.
That was amazing.
We are extremely privileged to have you in our performance studio today.
Anytime I can sing at home is always nice.
Oh,
thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you. And we'll be hearing from Karen in just a little bit, but now we're going to be going to music from Russia. And I just wanted to ask Min, the first violinist of the Daedalus, to explain the spiritual journey and the whole theme of music and migration that the Annenberg Center is centering a lot of programs around. What happens to music when people migrate, when cultures collide?
Well, I think an amazing thing happens when, as you say, cultures collide, and you get sort of a kind of counterpoint between different cultures and the music of those cultures. And we titled this Spiritual Journey because when we were thinking of this project and the programs and which pieces to put together, you know, one kind of obvious way to group pieces would be to do it by location, by the geography. And of course, you know, that makes a lot of sense to hear all the music from the variety of music from a certain area. But since we play such a wide range of music, and we wanted to celebrate kind of a broader diversity of cultures and of different kinds of music, we decided to group them by sort of universal human themes. So like the reach for the divine, or, you know, the human spiritual journey is a common inspiration for a lot of composers, I think, and for a lot of cultures, and for the reason for music in a lot of cultures is about the spiritual journey, I think. So there's just so much to choose from, and we're very excited about this program and the variety, and also just the way it kind of hangs together because of that common theme.
Thank you. And Matilda, would you like to talk a little bit about the next composer?
I think Sofia Gubaidulina fits perfectly in our mind to that theme, because she's classed, she says herself, as a Russian composer, but she thinks her nationalist roots are maybe more informative of her style of writing or the of her music. And she's also a devout Christian. She has Bach as her great mentor, I think probably both spiritually and musically. And this piece, titled Reflections on the Theme Bach, it was part of a broader project by the Brentano Quartet, which is amazing, and listeners can look up. But it includes a quote from Bach. But she has spoken herself about how she's fascinated both by his Christianity, but also the numerology and the structure of his work. And this is kind of an homage, if you want, to Bach.
Thank you. And Thomas Crane is cellist. I believe you're going to show us a theme that we should be listening for in your excerpt from this piece by Sofia Gubaidulina.
So the actual quote, the B-A-C-H, which you won't hear in this excerpt, is literally the notes B. Mm. But what you'll, which Bach used brilliantly in I think in Art of the Fugue, right, towards the end. But the what you will hear is the subject of Bach's Art of the Fugue. And I didn't intend to do that. That's actually the subject as it first appears when Sofia Gubaidulina uses it in inversion. No, that is right. That is the right one. I'm sorry. Yes. Yeah, so that is the way as it appears in this piece.
We'll be listening for it. Tremendous. That was the Daedalus Quartet and an excerpt from Sofia Gubaidulina's Reflections on the Theme, Bach. I'd just like to read a quote by Sofia Gubaidulina about music. She says, "It's a longing inside the soul of humanity to locate its true being." And moving from this very beautiful quote and mysticism and Christianity, we're going to explore in your next piece that perspective from the perspective of Judaism. And I just wanted to mention that you're going to be performing your concert, Spiritual Journey, as part of the Annenberg Center's Music of Migration series. And for more information about that concert taking place this coming Saturday, January 25th, listeners can visit our website, wrti.org. Click on this post about this broadcast and find the link to the concert, and also on the Annenberg Center website as well. The next piece that you're going to play by Osvaldo Golijov was inspired by many different influences, one of the most moving being the children who were persecuted, interned, and killed by the Nazis at Theresienstadt or Terezin. Min, can you talk about the poetry and paintings of these children and how it informed the next piece you're going to play?
Well, the first movement of this work, Yiddish book, is the movement in which it's divided into three sections, 1A, 1B, and 1C, and that's where he kind of memorializes these three children and their initials or something like that, right? These three children who tragically died in at Terezin. And we're just going to play the third one, which is 1C, which is really a dance. Like, it's kind of a frenzied dance, and which we see as kind of a celebration of a life that ended tragically. And, you know, sort of the whole piece is based on these lost psalms that Kafka supposedly quoted from. So there's this connection and kind of mystery surrounding, I think, surrounding the whole piece. And the artwork, I think, there's an element of it being sort of like vestiges and relics from the past that we are honoring and then trying to make into music to keep alive, keep their memory alive.
Okay.
Something like that.
What's a celebration? We've just heard an excerpt from Osvaldo Golijov, the Argentinian-American composer, in his piece that was inspired by, in part, by the children of Theresienstadt, of Terezin, and that work called Yiddish Book. Thank you so much. It's part of their program, the Daedalus Quartet's and Karen Slack's program for the Annenberg Center called Spiritual Journey. We're going to hear one more spiritual, and I would love to call up the composer who made these new arrangements from 2019, Nancy Carroll. Welcome, Nancy.
Thank you.
I'd like to know, what do these spirituals mean to you as an African-American composer?
Well, they're a very, very precious legacy. And the thing that's so amazing is that they speak to each new generation. My first experience, actually, of hearing spirituals, I heard Marian Anderson, and I also heard Roland Hayes performing them. And through the, as I began to develop as a musician, began to hear even more spirituals, and as I began singing, actually one of the first things that I did was to sing spirituals as part of recitals. You know, so it's very, you know, they just, again, they just sort of speak to, I think they speak to each generation and to, and particularly, I think, to the lives of African Americans in each generation. I was really kind of intrigued, actually, at the thought of, at the theme of this concert, actually, because music and migration, because, again, spirituals have like a long experience of migrating, you know, and they're sort of migrating from the African continent through the experience of slavery. And with every composer that arranges them, they also, they kind of migrate through the ear and the soul and the experience of each composer, you know, so it's very exciting to be part of this program.
And it's intriguing to hear this sound, a string quartet with voice, which is not the way you usually hear spirituals. We usually hear them accompanied by piano or by orchestra or big choral setting, but really wonderful to hear these textures you've created. Karen Slack, would you like to introduce the final piece?
Yes, this is Wade in the Water.
Wade in the water, children, wade. God's gonna trouble. God's gonna trouble. My God's gonna trouble. The world is.
Wow. Fabulous and powerful. That was soprano Karen Slack with the Daedalus Quartet in Nancy Carroll's 2019 arrangement of Wade in the Water. I invite our listeners to visit WRTI.org, our website, to find the link to this broadcast and the link to the video that's streaming live on Facebook, on our Facebook page, WRTI Music, and to find out more information about your upcoming concert this Saturday, Spiritual Journey, at the Annenberg Center on Penn's campus in the Prince Theater. Thank you all so much for being here.
Thank you.
It was tremendous.